The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dontayo Price-Lisco with a breaking news update. Multiple people were arrested late Monday at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond during a protest against the Israel-Hamas war. VCU students began implementing a, quote, liberation zone early Monday, calling for the public school to cut financial ties it may have with Israel. By 8:40 p.m., law enforcement clad in tactical gear began arresting protesters. In a statement, the school says the protest violated several policies and that people could be arrested for trespassing if they didn't leave. In Virginia, just under 100 people total were arrested and charged with trespassing at encampments at Virginia Tech and the University of Mary Washington over the weekend. Roughly half of those were students. The protests echo calls nationwide for both divestment and a permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Also over the weekend, Governor Glenn Youngkin said on CNN that intimidation and encampments will not be permitted on Virginia campuses. During the October 7th attacks in Israel, Hamas killed roughly 1,100 Israelis and abducted about 250. Roughly half of the hostages remain unaccounted for. The number of Palestinians killed and injured in Gaza is contested, though the health ministry there says at least 34,000 have died and more than 77,000 have been injured.
From the VPM newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Virginia Commonwealth University students are demanding VCU disclose and end financial ties to Israel. At a protest on Monday, dozens of students were also chanting and calling for a permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Across the country, hundreds of students have been arrested making similar demands and protesting the Israeli military's killing of civilians in Gaza since the October 7th attacks. Law enforcement arrested close to 100 people total at Virginia Tech and the University of Mary Washington over the weekend. The 2025 lieutenant governor race now has a fourth candidate, though the contest won't be on ballots for another year. WRIC reports that State Senator Ghazaleh Hashmi, a Democrat representing Chesterfield County and Richmond, has filed campaign paperwork with the state. She joins a field that includes State Senator Aaron Rouse of Virginia Beach, Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney, and Dr. Babar Lateef, chair of the Prince William County School Board. Party primaries for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general will take place in June 2025. Several local nonprofits are collaborating on a new Chesterfield County development that would combine farming and community. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
Volunteers gathered on Sunday to help clear vegetation for the proposed Bensley Agrihood, located just off U.S. Route 1. The 7-acre development would include 10 single-family homes, plus a plot of land for farming or gardening. Produce grown here would be available to Agrihood residents. Duran Chavis with nonprofit Happily Natural Day says the project would serve local needs.
Nutrition education, affordable housing, like access to healthy food, climate resiliency, like all of those things can happen at once.
The Maggie Walker Community Land Trust and Girls for a Change are also working on the development. The project requires rezoning and a conditional use permit from Chesterfield County. Three hearings on the project have been delayed. County officials did not reply to a request for comment by deadline, but said in a public meeting the case would be heard on May 21st. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
A funding shortfall is leaving the future of Henricus Historical Park in limbo. Henrico County is pulling its share of the park's funding, according to Richmond BizSense. Henricus receives one-third of its roughly $1 million operational budget from Henrico. Chesterfield County and the Parks Foundation provide the other two-thirds. Park officials were surprised at the nixing of funds from Henrico, which has been set for 20 years and aren't sure what they'll do to bridge the gap. The Living History Museum highlights life at both an English fort and a Powhatan village in the 1600s. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.